Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Do you enjoy cheering on others? Do you love to clap for them, acknowledge them, celebrate them when they've won something or they've done particularly well in a particular area? Well, that's one of the things, for as long as I can remember, that has always made me happy. Just a few days ago while I was away, I was brought back to an event that took place several years ago. Our daughter was just coming of age and for some reason or somehow probably got placed on some kind of a mailing list or several mailing lists where a couple of area pageants were looking for her participation. Now, I'm sure they're held everywhere. And one of them in particular got my attention, and I remember saying to her, "Oh, Kaylee, would you like to participate in this?" Part of it involved wearing a pretty dress. Part of it involved getting up in front of people and speaking. Another part of it involved some kind of talent. And this was something I had never participated in as a child, although I probably would have liked it myself. And I thought, oh, what a very nice life experience for my daughter. She was talented, but I don't know that she was so confident in her ability to stand before people and speak. And I thought this would be a very, very nice event for her and something memorable. Well, as it turned out, she said, "Mom, this really isn't something that I'm interested in doing." But I remember in the process of asking her about this, I had gone out for a walk. And I love when I go out for a walk, just letting my mind take me wherever it is. I would say it'd be my opportunity to have God thoughts enter. And while I am on my journey on the walk, I remember getting so happy. Specifically, I was so happy for a young 16-year-old girl whose identity was completely unknown to me, who was selected as the winner of whatever this young girl's pageant was supposed to be. Now, this young girl was not my daughter, but all I knew was that I was so happy for this budding young woman who was supposed to be the winner of that pageant. And I kind of smiled and I thought, wow, I may never get a chance to meet this girl. But I am so happy for her. I'm happy because it's an opportunity for her to see her worth. It's an opportunity for her to be acknowledged. It's an opportunity for her to see a high point in her life. Now, here I was thinking about a perfect stranger, and yet my heart was so happy. I was thinking about a young girl who would have been my daughter's age, and knowing that in this upcoming pageant, another woman's child would have been selected for that honor. And yet I was just as happy for the so-called stranger who was going to win, the young girl, as I would have been as if my own daughter would have won. I have always been happy to cheer others on. I cannot explain why, but there must be something about reciprocity, that the more that we can acknowledge the giftings in others, the more we can celebrate the accomplishments or the high points in others' lives, the more it adds to our own joy. I don't know how much you have been taught in life about how to celebrate other people. Maybe you have been taught to only celebrate yourself, your spouse, your family, your children, your team, your town, your political party, your ethnic group. I'm not sure how specific your celebrations have been, but I will tell you this. If you are willing to open up your mind and your heart and your thoughts to be able to make room to celebrate everyone, to clap on, to cheer on everyone in their best element, showing forth their best in a particular area, I can assure you that at some level, that same cheering, that same joy, that same happiness returns right back to you. Well, I hope today you will have an opportunity to cheer someone on. Maybe a perfect stranger, maybe someone on TV, maybe someone that you just run into at the grocery store. May you find your own happiness even as you cheer on the happiness of others. This has been my thought for you today. Take care.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.